It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9 and 98.5 is mypigradio.com. And good morning.
We got special guests about kindergarten today.
And already we've learned something.
Yes, we have. Several things.
What does that say? You know, you come in, you've been here just a few minutes, and we've already learned stuff from kindergarten.
Well.
What we didn't learn back then.
Yeah.
Well,
it shows the reason why you need to have kindergarten.
It's a different world than when you and I were in kindergarten.
Well, and that's what we found out. JW was around when kindergarten was invented.
Pretty much. Pretty close to it.
Isn't that what he said on the video earlier?
It was pretty close. It was very optional back then.
Jeff and I have realized that we can't meet the challenge. You know, right. The challenge contest of putting the straw in the Capri Sun package. So we're not eligible for kindergarten.
And in case you're wondering, he didn't properly introduce you.
I'm sorry. Miss Tina and Miss Amanda.
Tina Vilgooch, the spokesperson and a lot more for Tench County Independent School District, Texas Science School. And Amanda Manka, right?
Yeah.
And talking about the big kindergarten roundup or what do you call it? It's not roundup. It's
Kindergarten registration.
Registration. Something simple like registration.
Yeah, very simple. It's discovery night.
It's discovery night. But it's coming up next week.
Uh-huh.
So tell us about what's going to be happening next week.
Okay, on Monday, March 9th, we're going to have our kindergarten registration at Highland Park Elementary, Theron Jones Elementary, and Wake Village. And then the next night, on Tuesday, March 10th, we're going to have it at Nash, Spring Lake Park, and Wagner Creek. And they're all from 4:30 to 6:30.
All right. What is going to be basically going on when you come to kindergarten registration?
You're going to get to meet the principals. You're going to meet the teachers. You're going to actually register your student if you're not already currently enrolled with us. And then you're going to learn some make and takes. The student and the parent are going to work together and work on some math skills and reading skills that they need to work on through the summer to get ready for kindergarten.
Do you need to bring anything, any materials?
Yes, you'll bring your birth certificate, social security card, your proof of address, and then your shot record.
All right.
One of the reasons why we're doing the registrations three campuses per night is it allows a parent to bring their child to each one of the campuses to make sure this is the campus of their choice. You know, a lot of times a parent wants to choose which campus their child goes to. Of course, there's always the other times when a parent says, where does the bus stop?
Right.
And that's the school that they're going to go to.
Yeah.
So this way they get the opportunity to kind of shop around.
Yeah, you told us on the Facebook that I wasn't aware that you could, you know, if you really, really have your heart set on them going to one particular campus for this, that you can probably work it out where they'll go.
And that's as long as there's space available.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I know it has to be space. That is so neat. I knew that you guys had an open campus where people that don't live in the district can apply to come to the district, but I didn't know that you could pick like that in between if you were already in. So that's very neat.
Yeah.
It certainly wasn't that way.
No. There was one.
Yeah.
It's Bertha's.
And you were that's where you went. And
I went
you better
to
like it.
That's what I was saying. I went to Big Mama's house. Me and four other kids at Big Mama's. That was before juice bags with straws. We had Kool-Aid.
Is it 4 years old for kindergarten? Or what is
it's five.
I wasn't sure on that.
Yeah,
okay, you got pre-K, right?
Pre-K is four.
Uh-huh.
And then kindergarten is five.
All right.
And one of the things I shared with you earlier is the state is even looking at moving a child's age earlier, three years old for pre-K. They just have seen enough scientific research that shows that if a child has not had the opportunity to be in a learning environment at an early age, the child may not stay on par with their peers as they progress through the grade levels.
Right, you get behind early and it's hard to catch up.
Yeah.
It really
is.
Yeah.
I'm like, behind and I'm 3 years old.
I'm already behind.
Yeah, can you stay with us a few more breaks? I know it's a school day, but you can stay a little bit longer.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I mean, if Tina's here, you can say, look, Tina, we're working.
Right?
So hang out with us a little bit. Susie Bogg is here. This is Outbound Plane on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and start it here because this is 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. And we've got Miss Tina and Miss Amanda. We're getting ready for kindergarten registration.
Right.
Thought it was so neat because you couldn't used to do that. If you lived in this neighborhood, that was the kindergarten
that was
you went
school
to.
You went
that
to.
Was, how it worked. And, you were talking about Highland Park registration. That's, I played kickball there, you know. That was my school before. I drove by there the other day, and it's just all grown up. There's no room to play kickball.
Yeah. They've exceeded the capacity right there
It's,
in that little block.
And we're kind of landlocked in the block that we're in right
Me and him had the privilege of going to Westlawn earlier in the year.
That's right.
Last fall for a fire prevention program that they had. And it was so neat to go back in there because that's where I went to junior high a gazillion years ago. And it was so fascinating to go back.
Yes, Bobcats.
There.
It was so fascinating to go back in the old junior high and see it again. But that was a great day over there. Had a great principal over there. I can't remember her name, but a great principal over
Taryn
at Westlawn.
She's wonderful.
Yeah, she
we had a good time. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how it used to be so much bigger.
It seemed like it was so much bigger back then.
So again, information on how to get signed up for kindergarten. For parents to go and check out the different schools. We want them to see the different campuses.
Next Monday and Tuesday, you say?
Monday and Tuesday from 4:30 to 6:30. And if you're already enrolled in a TISD school, we still want you to come so that you can either see other campuses and then meet the kindergarten teachers, because you might just be with the pre-K teachers now. But you will just take your birth certificate, Social Security card, proof of address, and shot record, and go to the campus, and they'll get you all set up, and you'll get to meet everybody.
All right, and Monday is what schools?
Monday is Highland Park, Theron Jones, and Wake Village, and then Tuesday is Nash, Spring Lake Park, and Wagner Creek.
And once again, if you don't live in the district, but you're interested in maybe putting your child in the district, you can come.
Yes,
this podcast, by the time we get done today, the podcast will be up on My Pig Radio, and Miss Anna will have all of this up on the websites.
Perfect.
And we'll try to get that shared everywhere. Now, having said that, before you leave here today, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
We always play a game with our guests. And,
what was it we played with?
I don't remember what we played with Superintendent Norton. I don't remember.
But who was with him that day?
Was he smarter than a fifth grader?
He did turn out to be smarter than fifth grade, but the person that was with him won.
Yeah, Ruth Ellen.
Ruth Ellen won the contest over me and the superintendent.
Perfect score.
But
he
was smarter than a fifth grader.
Okay.
But she was the only perfect score we had.
Yeah, she had a perfect score.
Before she got on to me about social media.
Yeah, she got him straight, too.
The following question, standard fifth grade curriculum, answer 4 out of 5, or you just... We're summer school bound. Don't look for the answers. I have to have old man font because this is for distance. I got left my readers. Galileo is often called the father of A, science, B, astronomy, or C, physics.
I would say astronomy.
Astronomy.
That would be my guess.
Miss Amanda is on the board.
Oh,
no.
Well, Miss Tina didn't get it wrong.
Oh, no.
Well, actually, it's the father of astronomy.
Yeah.
She went to science.
Astronomy is a science.
It is, but it's a specific.
A trick question.
This is going to be on cheers and jeers.
What is the reciprocal? Quit it. What is this reciprocal of 2/3? A, 3 seconds. B, 3.2. Or C, 3.
I'm trying to read the question. Go, Amanda.
3 seconds.
That's right.
You are on a roll.
Do you agree with her?
She agrees.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Tina agrees.
She is on the board. What's the largest country in the world? China, B, Greenland, or C, Russia?
Mm-hmm. I think Russia.
Okay, go with it.
We're going with Russia.
All right, and they're both both correct again. How many legs does a spider have? 6, 8, or 10?
8.
Very good.
Tina, you got to get one more in summer school.
What's the last question?
Solid, liquid, and gas are the three common states of what? Atoms, elements, or matter?
Matter.
Everybody is smarter.
They are smarter than a fifth grader. Congratulations.
Miss Amanda is our second with a perfect score.
Wow.
In the 6-7 months we've been doing this.
Yeah, she shames me, that's for sure.
Thank y'all so much for coming by and sharing this.
We appreciate it.
We'll get all this information
up on the website.
Share it everywhere that we can.
And we appreciate all that you do in terms of allowing us and the community.
We're glad to have people.
Well, you'll come back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good deal. All right, y'all have a great day.
Mm-hmm. This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.